With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Batter up!
This is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on.
It's right
baseball
there.
Is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome to Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge, alongside my great co-host, Jake Hassan, and we are here with you to talk some baseball, because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you today?
Doing all right. We're sweating Casey Mize right now because I cannot quit him. He's one of my guys that I've been betting all year long. We're sitting at 3Ks right now. We want to get to 5. That would be really nice. But other than that, it's a great little Tuesday, if you will.
Exactly. We are going to get into Tuesday, and we are going to keep an eye on that game, sweat that out together. Tell us what you're sweating out. Let us know what you are thinking in our comments. Step into the bettor's box and right away, ASAP as possible, because we are here to flip some bets and make some cash. And you can follow us wherever you get your podcast, and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/betql, and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, and bets to the BetQL Twitter page, or drop them right here in the chat. We want to know what you are thinking, what bets you are on today, what you think of our bets throughout the show, how your day is going, what you think of the show, what you think of us, all of the above. Let us know what is on your mind. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball!
It is time to play ball, and we are going to look at one game that we love today, because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get in the bettor's box, get your bets ready, send them to us, and together we will find some winners, Jake. So we are going to start off by recapping how our bets did yesterday. How did you do, Jake?
Yeah, went all right. The Cubs money line bet for the vibes, the underdog money line bet for the vibes came through. The Orioles team total was just such an easy, the Twins, what they're doing to Louis Varland, just sending him out there to get killed every couple days, should be taken to court. Like, it's honestly, it's a little sad at this point, but I mean, won money on it, so I'll take that. And then the Royals, they didn't smash the White Sox the way they did, but Vinny Pascantino continues to just be a machine. So came through pretty decently. A couple plus money bets that came through, so it was pretty nice.
Love that. I went 2 for 4, so not super nice. My home run pick did not come through. Starling Marte, thanks a lot for not hitting a home run. Nolan Arenado did go over on total bases, though, so that was very nice. Paul Goldschmidt did not, which was also disappointing. Justin Turner didn't even get one hit, so thanks a lot on that. Jorge Soler, not over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, which is crazy. Then Cal Raleigh did get a hit. So my hits bets going great. Home run props really need to come through. So let's go. As Matt says in the chat, Arenado missed a home run by the skin of his teeth. And yeah, that was terrible. That's really just, but today we are going to pick it up, Jake. We are going to dive in to the one game that we love today. As we get into our bets today, what is the first game that caught your eye today, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, somebody that I have a bet on for AL Cy Young, somebody that I've loved to back, and similar to Casey Mize, every start this year, Grayson Rodriguez on the bump for the Orioles, his strikeout prop. I know we're both on that, on the over together there. And on the Twin side, Chris Paddock, he's interesting to me just because he's somebody that, you know, started his career really hot with the Padres, broke out, then disappeared for a little bit and is now on the Twins, is making his conversion to a starter from a reliever. And he's somebody that I have an eye on just for future bet purposes. But I mean, it's Grayson Rodriguez. It always was Grayson Rodriguez. Please just keep that elbow intact if there's going to be one person.
Yeah, I'm on that as well today. That stuck out to me so hard. I'm taking the over on that as well. But I'm also looking at Yankees Blue Jays. This game stuck out to me because also, side note, John Sterling retiring was, to me, I know that it's not the most surprising thing in the world, but for it to be so abrupt after the career that he had is crazy. He's retired effective immediately. No goodbye. I am a Red Sox fan, but I grew up in Connecticut, grew up listening to Yankee games when you don't get EEI to listen to Red Sox games in certain parts of Connecticut. So you grew up listening to Susan Waldman and John Sterling, even though, you know, you hope that maybe it's not going so well for their team, but it's very sad. His home run calls are legendary. So I suggest maybe going back and looking at some of his home run calls and listening to them if you want to go back and look at that career. But anyway, Yankees Jays playing today. It is Luis Gill against Chris Bassitt starting in this game. And I have two bets in this game. One of them is Aaron Judge, all rise, of course, over 1.5 total bases. He has gone over on total bases in 3 of his last 4 games with 4, 2, and 3 total bases in those games. And he has 11 total bases in his last 6 games. And against Kikuchi, who is starting for the Blue Jays tonight, he has 4 hits, 2 singles, and 2 home runs. So love that for him tonight. Then Anthony Volpe, over 1.5 total bases also. He has 6 hits in his last 3 games, 7 total bases in those last 3 games as well. And against Kikuchi, he is batting .286 with 2 hits. So I like those two tonight in that game. We also are looking at the game that we have in progress right now, and we will update you on that too, because the Rangers are losing to the Tigers 1-0. Rangers on the money line right now, +175. Tigers -225. The total is at 5.5. John Gray against Casey Mize, as you said, Jake. Games in the top of the 4th. It is Javi Baez. He did drew his first walk of the year, and the Tigers stranded runners on 1st and 3rd in the 2nd. So we will also keep an eye on that game, which is in progress right now. Now, for the bettors box, step right up to the bettors box. We want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays. We want your questions. Come in, just say hi. Again, tell us how your day is going. We want to hear from all of you out there because you guys are the engine of this show. Send us all of your thoughts, bets, feelings, questions in the chat and comment on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, any social media platform where you find us. Let us know how you are doing because we want to hear from you. And now it is time to touch them all. We have some injury news, lineup updates. Cubs' Michael Busch hit a franchise-tying record, 5th straight game with a home run. Maybe when you're looking at home run props. Interesting. Seiya Suzuki also is placed on the 10-day IL with an oblique injury. Injured it while running to first base on Sunday. Then Jack Leiter was recalled from AAA and will start for the Rangers on Thursday. Was the 2nd overall pick in the 2021 draft. In 14.1 innings this year, he has struck out 25, walked 3, and allowed 4 home runs. So there's a little bit of news there. Plus, the Sunday night fade went 1-1 yesterday. The Padres beat the Brewers and the Dodgers did lose to the Nationals. So that was interesting as well. It is time now for the warning tracker. We have some White Sox little tidbits, interesting information on the White Sox here, Jake. They now join the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas, ever heard of them, as the only teams in MLB history to be shut out 6 times in the first 16 games of the season. The Brooklyn Superbas of 1907 was the only other time this has happened. So AJ Pierzynski of foul territory, friend AJ Pierzynski of foul territory, spoke out yesterday saying, "I no longer work for the White Sox because of this exact conversation," saying the organization does not and cannot develop anybody. The White Sox are off to the worst start in franchise history. Breaking news, 2-14 following a 2-0 loss to the Royals on Monday at Guaranteed Rate Field. Good for AJ Pierzynski. Go off, King, because this seems to me to be exactly what the fans are feeling as well, Jake, because this good for him for saying these things. And if this is, I mean, if this cost him like working for the White Sox, what are the White Sox are in shambles. That's actually crazy that he can't speak his mind and speak the truth about this team. And now he can, of course, but good for him. Good for AJ Pierzynski.
Yeah. I mean, this is just so the stupid thing about Chicago media and sports media is the teams always get so upset. Like, and obviously when you have the same owner of two of the teams in town, that's going to happen, but it's just, this is not the first time this happens in Chicago media where an analyst speaks out or calls them out for something. And then immediately they get fired or kicked from their role as an advisor or whatever it may be. This happens every couple of years. I mean, credit to AJ for sticking up for himself and being like, yeah, I said that and I'm standing by it and not walking it back. Ozzy just does this. Like, this is years on years of this happening with Ozzy. This is just kind of his thing now. But yeah, I mean, this ain't your grandpa's Superbas. This team is terrible. They're so bad and it's not getting better. They got Pedro Grifol saying, oh yeah, well, our best starter, Garrett Crochet, he's going to take some time off. He might come out of the bullpen a little bit. Chris Flexen's going to be in between the rotation of the bullpen, even though he's terrible. And they're just pulling random guys from the minors. Yesterday, it was what's-his-face Nastrini, and today it's Nick Cannon's brother Jason. Like, I just don't know what we're doing here. It's like they're not even trying at this point. 200 to have the worst record. Yeah, I mean, you could cut it in half and it's probably still good. Like, they are fast track trying to lose games.
Yeah, that's exactly what it seems like. Ozzy Guillen, as you said, absolutely, he got on the pile as well. He said it's hard to hit 300. It's harder to hit 90.090 when you hit 300. I mean, I didn't even say that. You hit 300, you're when you hit 300, you're playing. When you hit like 90, you shouldn't be playing. If I was a pitcher, I'd say, Skip, can you skip me? I want to face the White Sox. I mean, fair, honestly, that is a. Speaking the truth, I would say that's a really good speaking the truth by both of them. I think that is how most people feel. Then Estuary Ruiz was recalled from AAA. By the time the season is over, I will probably maybe be able to say that. Estuary Ruiz was recalled from AAA, had a pinch hit solo home run last night against the Cardinals. And then the Jackson 2. Look at the Jackson 2. Jackson Churio and Jackson Merrill are the fourth pair of 20-year-olds with multiple hits and multiple RBI in the same game. Guess who's missing? Jackson Holliday. First time since 1965.
For now.
It's a long season. It's not even summer yet. Long season. So he has time. Tony Conigliaro and Horton were the last two in 1965. And then Merrill had the third highest batting average for a 20-year-old or younger in their first 19 games, batting .356. The only other two that were better were Rafael Devers and Pudge Rodriguez. So Churio also plus .400 and Merrill is plus .700 to win NL Rookie of the Year. Very interesting for the Jacksons here. And then William Contreras has the ninth best F war by a position player since the start of last season with 6.6 plus 8,000 to win NL MVP. Jake, how legit are the Brewers right now?
They are definitely way better than I thought they were going to be. I did not have a lot of confidence in the Brewers coming into this year because they traded Corbin Burns. Brandon Woodruff was hurt. Freddie Peralta, I didn't think was going to be this much of a Cy Young contender. You know, he's basically leading the pack at this point. And I didn't have a lot of faith that they could put it all together. I didn't think Christian Yelich, even though he's hurt right now, was going to continue this kind of career renaissance that he's having. William Contreras is awesome. I definitely think he's going to be in play for NL MVP. I think that price is likely to come down. It's going to hinge on if he keeps catching. If he's just going to DH, can't win. If he's not going to be playing the field, literally cannot win. He's got to keep catching. But Churio is awesome. I think he's the front runner for NL Rookie of the Year right now. Jackson Merrill, obviously hot on his heels. But yeah, I mean, they have three guys that are in the awards conversations. They got Freddie Peralta, who, you know, could be the favorite for NL Cy Young, William Contreras, who is going to be entering this race very soon for NL MVP, and Jackson Churio, who, and, you know, if the season ended today, which is crazy to say, it's April 16th, obviously, but if the season ended today, he's probably your Rookie of the Year. So I think that if you believe that the Brewers can stay healthy, that they'll add at the deadline, then this is something that you should look into, that because these prices are going to come down, especially 3-1 to win the NL Central. I don't like the Cardinals. You're competing with, I mean, the Pirates probably aren't for real yet, but you're competing with the Reds and the Cubs, most likely. So depending on how you feel about the Brewers, these are some pretty decent prices.
Yeah, I mean, 10-5 is not the the worst record out there. It's pretty good. We also have an update. The Rangers have scored. It is tied 1-1 in the top of the fifth of this one. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. This is Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions and comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports. Speaking of questions and comments, we have some betters box contestants here who have submitted their questions and thoughts and comments. B Mills on YouTube. How are we liking the Braves in the first five and also on the money line here? I like the Braves today, but I have Austin Riley over 1.5 total bases. I'm not taking a side particularly in this game, but I do have faith in the Braves.
Yeah, I would bet the Braves if I had to. I think Reynaldo Lopez is real. I think the Braves have taken him and taken the talents that he always had when he was with the White Sox and Angels and finally established it as a starter. I really believe in him. And Hunter Brown just looks so terrible. He got shellacked in his last start against the Royals. So I think that the Braves, even at -120, a little bit of juice, I think that's good.
Yeah, and then Jason C. Whitford, too, on Twitter said Acuna over 0.5 home runs, which I agree with in that game. Just take your pick, really, of the Braves lineup because they might have a banner day today. B. Mills also question here, Jake, in college baseball, Oregon and Arkansas moneyline parlay, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to be averse or shying away from something with Arkansas. They look like the best team in college baseball right now. Their lineup is unbelievable right now. Yeah, I mean, I like that for sure. We're coming down the stretch of college baseball season. A lot of conference games right now. It's an exciting time for it.
Yes, and then Jason C. Whitford, too, on Twitter also says, it would be a better day with new ownership of the Red Sox, huh? Yeah, it would be. Because also, side note, also, take a look at the guest list of Larry Lucchino's funeral. Some members of the Red Sox ownership missing from it. Very, very interesting development in that situation. But yeah, overall, it would be a better day because it seems very much like they don't care about the team and they have many other interests, no matter what they say. No matter that they say that they, yes, the Red Sox are still a priority. No, their actions speak differently. So yeah, it might be a better day, perhaps, if they sold the team. Then Geraldo85 on Twitch said, and the Apple app saying Mize is out after four, and McKinstry coming in for the fifth, supposedly. So update on that, too. Then Yukon Sig on Twitch, any news on Tyler O'Neill? He was always a threat for a dinger. Yes, he was. Yesterday, he and Rafael Devers collided. Very scary moment because they were both down in the outfield and were not moving for a bit, and it was very scary. If I was a doctor, I would suppose they both have a concussion. They hit their heads together pretty hard. Tyler O'Neill was also bleeding from his head. Any news on that, you can find that probably, I will retweet it. If there was any updates on that, at Lucille Burge is my Twitter, or any Red Sox beat reporter, because I don't have an update on that quite yet, but hopefully they are all okay. Because I believe he left the game and Devers did not, if I recall. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a scary situation, and hopefully both are completely fine, because Tyler O'Neill is someone, and Devers as well, are two guys that the Red Sox absolutely need right now. So keep sending in your comments and questions and thoughts and bets to the chat, and we will look at them, and we want to know what is on your mind. It is time now for the 7-minute stretch. We're going to go around the league, beautiful Oregon, and break down the slate of games today. First up, we have Rockies and Phillies. Rockies +200, Phillies -250. Total is at 8.5. It is Austin Gomber versus Ranger Suarez. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
The 2-1 on the money line almost got me again. Thought about it, looked at it again. The Rockies almost won again yesterday. Took the Phillies to extras, but I'm never going to be able to get behind Austin Gomber, even though his ERA looks not as bad as it has in the past, even last season. Ranger Suarez is having an awesome start to the year. He's pitching really well. Nothing for me here.
Yes. And then we have Angels Rays. Angels plus 120, Rays minus 145. Total is at 8. Jose Soriano versus Aaron Civale. Do you have anything in this one, Jake?
I do not. I would if you want action. Aaron Civale overs on outs props, maybe. He's efficient. He doesn't go for a lot of strikeouts, and the Angels, outside of Mike Trout, have absolutely no punch in their lineup.
Yes, they certainly do. Trout really is the only one there. Then Padres, Brewers. Padres minus 125, Brewers plus 105. Total is at 8.5. Dylan Cease versus Wade Miley. I'm taking Manny Machado to hit a home run in this game. That is my home run pick today. He hits a home run every other day, and yesterday he did not hit a home run. So I'm thinking today he will keep up that pattern. So I'm hoping, especially he's had success against Wade Miley in the past. So I think that this is a good spot for him. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I really like the Padres team total over in this game. It's at plus money, or it was this morning. Wade Miley's ERA looks really good on paper. He's made one start so far, but this Padres team has decent history against him, 263 batting average against. And Miley got really, really lucky in his first start against the Reds, and the peripherals don't look great. 36% hard hit rate. The expected batting average was 363. So I like the Padres in this spot to go over their team total.
Nice. And the Royals, White Sox, Royals minus 190, White Sox plus 155. Total is at 8. Brady Singer against Jonathan Cannon, making his MLB debut. White Sox going for their third win. Do we have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Royals props, the same ones that we had yesterday. The Vinny Pascantino over 1.5 total bases. He's on fire. Going to go back to the Kyle Isbell stolen base again as well. Little sprinkle on Royals alt team total over 6.5 at 3-1, just because they put up kind of a dud yesterday against a rookie pitcher. I think they're going to be on a mission today to try and score some runs and smash the White Sox.
Definitely. And then Braves, Astros, Braves minus 120, Astros plus 100. Total is at 9.5. Reynaldo Lopez against Hunter Brown, 0-2 with a 16.43 ERA. Hunter Brown has. I'm looking at Austin Riley over 1.5 total bases, and there's a plethora of Braves bets that you could make today probably against Hunter Brown. Do you have anything, Jake?
No, I would only ever bet the Braves here. Like I said, I like Reynaldo Lopez. I like what the Braves are doing with him. And Hunter Brown has just looked so terrible. I would only ever bet the Braves on the money line or their player props.
Love that. And then Cardinals, A's, Cardinals minus 145, A's plus 100. Total is at 8. Lance Lynn versus JP Sears. Do you have anything, Jake?
I don't. I thought about the A's on the money line, and they've taken a lot of money. This opened like 125 for the A's. JP Sears, though, almost threw a no-hitter in his last start against the Rangers. I never like to back somebody after a performance like that. Tyler Glasnow just showed us that last night. So Lance Lynn, I'm not a huge believer in this start for him. I would only probably bet the over, but I'm staying away.
Yeah, and then we have Cubs Diamondbacks. Cubs plus 105. Our Diamondbacks minus 125. Total is at 10. Kyle Hendricks versus Tommy Henry. Do you have anything here, Jake?
No, I'm not going to be betting the Cubs for the vibes again, because Kyle Hendricks just looks so atrocious. Like, he needs to hang it up. Tommy Henry, though, isn't exactly a wow guy either. The over for this game is 10. Like, we don't see that often. You have to be truly bad, but for both of your pitchers to be that number, nothing. I'm staying away. I can't get a good feel for this game.
Yeah, that is a tough one. We also have a couple more comments in the bettors box here. Alex Novak on Twitter, Teoscar Hernandez over everything facing a lefty, and it's Patrick Corbin. What do you think?
Yeah, it's Patrick Corbin, who has terrible history against the Dodgers. And like you said, like Novak says, the splits are just there for Hernandez. He smashes lefty pitching.
Yeah, definitely. And then JBurb17 on Twitch said, Lucy, I love you. Thank you. I love you as well. And thank you for watching. That's very kind of you.
Damn.
Then,
All right.
Why do you think I went to the comments, Jake?
Yeah, geez.
Then Geraldo85 also, there's a little bit of love for you here, said, JK, the Apple app sucks. Sorry, Jake. Heart hands emoji. So some love for Jake there as well. Somebody please tell Jake how much you love him, please. Then Jason C. Whitford on Twitter, respectfully, yes, famously. Said Michael Bush going to hit number 6 today, Jake?
I mean, at this rate, it's hard to say no. I got a DM from somebody the other day asking about Michael Bush for Rookie of the Year, and there was still a Rogue 30 out there. That price is long gone at this point, but I the tear that he is on right now, like betting him day to day is not, I mean, especially the last 5 days, they hit a home run. It's got to be good. I mean, sure, if you believe in trends and you like to bet trends, why not? Just keep it rolling.
Exactly. Keep it rolling. Momentum is high. Reds, Mariners, Reds plus 110, Mariners minus 130. Total is at 7. Hunter Green versus Logan Gilbert. Do you have anything, Jake?
Not for me. Logan Gilbert is trying to enter his name into the AL Cy Young. That's the only interesting thing here.
Yes, and then we have an update on the game going on as we speak. Rangers are up 2-1, still in the fifth. Simeon hit an RBI single, so that game is rolling along. Then we have Nationals, Dodgers, Nationals plus 220, Dodgers minus 275. Total is at 9.5. Patrick Corbin versus TBD. Do you like TBD over on K's in this, Jake, perhaps?
No player props for TBD for me. I thought about, again, another money line at 2-1, but it's Patrick Corbin. Like, I can't get behind that. I was kicking myself for not doing the Nationals yesterday at 3-1, but I just have no faith in Corbin, especially with his history against the Dodgers.
Yes, happy Patrick Corbin Day, 2-1 and all. And then we have Pirates, Mets. Pirates minus 105, Mets minus 115. Totals at 7.5. Jared Jones against Jose Quintana. Anything here, Jake?
Yeah, I love Jared Jones in this matchup. The K number's a little high. It's at 6.5, but plus money to the over. I like this. The Mets have been hitting a little bit better, but their lineup hits just 167 against four-seam fastballs, and that's Jones's best pitch. He just blows it by, guys. I love his over Ks today.
Love that. And then quickly, the final two, Guardians, Red Sox. Guardians minus 105, Red Sox minus 150. In total is at 8. It's Tanner Bibby versus Garrett Whitlock. That'll be great. Then Giants, Marlins, Giants minus 135, Marlins plus 115. Total is at 8.5. Jordan Hicks against Ryan Weathers. That is your MLB slate today. And it is time now for the walk-off, where we wrap up our plays, stayaways, any final parting words. Jake, I believe it is Tuesday. Do you have any plays today?
Yes, the rumors are true. It is Tuesday. Run through the bets really fast. Grayson Rodriguez talked about it, over 6.5 Ks, a Twins team that strikes out a ton. Rodriguez at home. Jared Jones over 6.5 Ks, talked about that just now. I also like Jordan Hicks, over 15.5 outs recorded. He throws his sinker 53% of the time. The Marlins as a team ground out 51% of the time already as it is, and they hit just 135 against sinkers this year. So I really like that for Hicks. Guardians on the money line, I like Tanner Bibee in a bounce back start after he had a rough outing against the White Sox. And even though it's Whitlock for the Red Sox, I don't trust the bullpen at all. So I'll go Guardians money line. Padres team total over 4.5. Like I said, Wade Miley got really lucky in his first start. I'm going to back the Padres offense. Vinny Pascatino over 1.5 total bases. Keep his hot streak rolling. Kyle Isbell, Jason's brother, to steal a base again. Going to go back there at a big price. Didn't come through yesterday. Royals, a little sprinkle, a little Salt Bay on Royals alt team total over 6.5 at 3-1, because I think they could smash today after they put up a little bit of a dud yesterday. Still covered the run line though. And then yes, it is Tuesday, everybody's favorite weekly holiday. I will be going to one of the Jackson 2, actually, for my first Tuesday Jake Hassan just for funsies home run play of the day. Merrill's 9-1 at MGM, and he's looking for a second homer. It's been a couple weeks since his first one. A great spot against Wade Miley. Even though it's lefty on lefty, Merrill has had a couple of good games against lefty pitchers. The Padres still roll him out there despite it, so I like that. And he's going against Jackson Churio. He's got to get a leg up here. And then the double cross. I'm going to Vinny Pascatino. There's a 4-1 out there. I really like it. I think this price should be lower. This would be his third straight game with a home run. I love the spot.
Love that. Salt Bay Betts and Vinny on a Tuesday. What more could you possibly ask for? Mine are a little disappointing compared to those, honestly. Manny Machado, I'm going with the Padres here as well. Manny Machado to hit a home run against the Brewers. Then Austin Riley over 1.5 total bases. Aaron Judge over 1.5 total bases. Anthony Volpe also joining the party with over 1.5 total bases. And we are holding hands on Grayson Rodriguez over 6.5 strikeouts today. Love that bet. We are in sync. That is the Joey Fatone bet of the day, as we are so in sync on that one. Thank you all so much for watching. But
Tomato.
Who's your favorite in sync member then?
I mean, we only have a minute. I got to get in the weeds on that.
I like the Backstreet Boys better anyway. Backstreet Boys over in sync anyway. Yeah, Backstreet Boys bet of the day. We'll hold hands on that.
All right,
we're
back in sync then.
Yeah, well, we'll say Nick Carter because it's the only one I can think of at the moment. Thank you all so much for watching today. And be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcast. And watch us tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern right here. Same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with BetMGM and the BetQL apps. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here. Same time, same place tomorrow on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Rick Porcello.